this conclusion. The Rambam said regarding his book, and this is our God's irony, God's sense of humor. The Rambam said, he who has my book will need no other book of Jewish scholarship. There have, in the history of man, there is no book that has spawned as many other books upon it as the Rambam's Mishneh Torah. There are over 10,000 volumes that have been written of commentary regarding the Rambam's work. And I just last year, I tried to check it out. The little that I checked out, over 300 new books were written based upon the Rambam. So, aside from being the book to end all books, it is the book that has spawned more books than any other book, not only in the Jewish world, any other book in the world. I'm certain that there's no other book in the world that has that type of attention paid to it. The Rambam also included in this book of Halacha the first section, which is called the Sefer Hamado, the book of knowledge, in which the Rambam established and reestablished his theology of Judaism and many of his philosophic viewpoints. The Rambam, for instance, deals with the great problem that troubles all philosophers. If God is omniscient, as we say he is, that God knows everything in advance, he knows what a person is going to do, then how can we say that a person has free will or freedom of choice? It is predestined, because since God knows in advance what he's going to do, and God cannot be wrong by definition, that's being omniscient, so therefore the person has no freedom of choice. And the Rambam explains that that's a question only based upon our semantics and our logic, but that God's foreknowledge is not really an influence in our choice. But the Rambam then has a discussion about the attributes of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the godly attributes, and about other purely what we would call theological matters. Because of that, this volume of the Mishneh Torah, the volume that's called the Sefer Hamado, is the most controversial volume in the book. And I'll discuss with you later that this volume was burned at the stake by Jewish fanatics who felt that the Rambam was incorrect and that somehow the cure to being incorrect is to burn it. The Rambam deals with all of the philosophic questions there. Can God create a wheel that is so large that even he cannot turn it? Famous philosophic quandary. All of the problems of logic, etc., are introduced into this book, into the book of Halacha. The Rambam also has a detailed section on astronomy. Jewish astronomy is based on the fact that the earth is a sphere. That was well known in the Jewish world from the beginning. The Rambam also adopted, however, a great deal of Aristotelian astronomy, much of which was later disproved by Copernicus and other astronomers, modern astronomy, as to the nature of the heavens. All of this is included in the book.